Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online, the ministry that trains and equips the believer to do the work of the ministry. Today's subject is called Explaining Evangelism. And this is part one from a 10-part series, and it's called The Introduction. Before I go into the subject, Explaining Evangelism, I want to give you an overall view of why it's so important to have evangelists and why it's so important to have the ministry of evangelism. I would like to say also from the very beginning that there is an office of the evangelist, which is part of the fivefold ministry, and this person is endowed with an anointing and special gifts to do evangelism. But every person who is born again is called upon by the Lord to do the work of evangelist. Not that they are an evangelist, but God is saying, I want you to evangelize the world and sow the gospel into people's hearts and ask them if they would like to be born again or saved. Evangelism is really about soul winning. The question that comes into people's minds are, why do we need soul winning? I believe in God. I trust God. Is that not enough? God is interested in every born-again believer, but the world without God, without Jesus, is lost. To understand this, we need to go back to the book of Genesis in the very beginning and understand. In the book of Genesis, we see where God creates the heavens and the earth. He speaks them into existence, and then eventually he creates man from the dust of the earth. God then gives mankind dominion over all that he has made. He places them in the Garden of Eden, and he says to them, of all the trees that you can eat, but of one tree you cannot eat. So we see at this point, God has put his full creation in the hands of mankind, and God has also given mankind the authority to rule and have dominion over all that he has created. In the Garden of Eden, we see where Satan approaches Eve and causes her to start thinking in a new direction against that of God. Adam and Eve were created in righteousness, but when they sinned by going in the opposite direction to what God wanted them to go in, they fell from righteousness to unrighteousness through sin. Satan became the stepfather of mankind, and God had to reverse this. Soul winning is about getting someone born again from unrighteousness to righteousness, and that's done through Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Bible also tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What does this mean? This means that every person born on this earth, born of a woman, has been born into sin or an unrighteous condition, and this can only be reversed through Jesus Christ when we receive him as Lord and Savior and the sacrifice that he did on the cross. The wages of sin is death. It's very simple. We must be born again. Jesus says we must be born again in the book of Romans. Let me be very clear here. There is a heaven and there is a hell, and your future depends on your decision to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and payment for your sin or to reject that. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross is the payment for our sins. And when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me for my sins, I receive Jesus as my Lord, it reverses the spiritual position of every person that receives Jesus from unrighteousness to righteousness. And through that, we have entry into heaven. If we reject that, then eventually we will end up in hell with Satan and his angels. And God does not want that. That's why he's put in position the evangelist and the ministry of evangelism. Some people might say, but I've been a good person all my life. I belong to a major worldwide denomination. My parents are pastors. I've served at the altar. I've never killed or stolen or broken the Ten Commandments. I go to church every Sunday. Why do I need to get born again or saved through evangelism? Whether people know it or not, every person born into this earth is born into a sin nature condition or an unrighteous condition. And this must be reversed before a person can come into heaven. This is done through Jesus Christ and only through Jesus Christ and the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. The Word of God or the Bible tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. In other words, we believe in something we can't see, but our heart or our spirit man tells us. And why is it by grace? It means that you can't save yourself. It's not possible. We have to receive the payment that was made on the cross through Jesus Christ, who was sinless. How do we get born again? We see this in Romans 10, 9 and 10. Reading from verse 9 in chapter 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, or the spirit, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This shows very clearly how a person must be born again. In Mark chapter 16, starting at verse 15, we see Jesus talking. And he said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel, or the good news, to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover." This is called the Great Commission. And this commission was given to every born-again believer on the earth to preach the gospel, the good news, that if you believe in Jesus Christ and the payment that he paid on the cross for your sins, you shall be saved. Let me now turn to the subject of evangelism. For evangelism to take place, we first must sow the word of God. There can be no harvest of souls until we sow the word of God. It's a very simple principle. If you want apples, you sow apple seeds. If you want souls, you sow God's word first. I have personally been through the evangelistic ministry as God was teaching me years ago. I was on the main street of the main city I used to live at, winning souls, talking to people about Jesus Christ. I've got so frustrated that I couldn't win souls easily to the Lord, and I thought in some way I was failing. But then God started to talk to me about my position as a soul winner, or part of the soul salvation process. It was my job to sow the word of God into people's hearts. Whether they took that decision there and then was another thing, but mine was part of a process. I would speak and sow the word of God into a person's life, and then God would take it from there. The Holy Spirit would take it from there. This is a process. Sometimes we get someone born again instantly through the word of God and them receiving Jesus Christ, but normally it's a process. You sow the seed, you sow the word of God into a person's life, and then the Holy Spirit can work with that, and you can get a harvest of soul of being that person being born again in the future. The process is very straightforward. The first person sows the word of God. The next person that comes along waters that seed, and the next person that comes along harvests the salvation of the soul of that person. It is a process. Each person is part of a process from a church. The church wins souls as each person does their job in proclaiming the gospel. We're all called to proclaim the gospel to everybody, but the fact are that it's a process and we are part of that process, and it's called soul winning or evangelism. At this point, I want to differentiate between an evangelist who is anointed by God with a strong anointing and the gifts, and the person who does the work of the evangelist. Not every person is an evangelist, but God calls us to do the work of an evangelist, and that is to proclaim the gospel, to sow the seed into a person's life so the Holy Spirit can work with that seed and eventually bring that person to salvation. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "But watch in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of evangelist." What is my responsibility? My responsibility as a believer is to sow the gospel, which is the incorruptible seed of the word of God, into people's lives. But what is important is that I must realize that I am part of a process. First step, sow the word of God into someone's life. You must be born again through Jesus Christ. Second step is God sends someone along, or the Holy Spirit through somebody, to further develop that seed, or to water that seed that's been sown into their heart. Thirdly, a person comes along that when the harvest is full and that person's ready to be born again, that third person can get that person born again through prayer. In the ministry of evangelism, it is God's desire that we, as born-again believers, become people who scatter seeds into the hearts of people. In other words, we take the word of God, the seeds of evangelism, the word concerning evangelism, and we speak it and sow it into other people's lives. I hope you've enjoyed this first part. I have enjoyed it myself. Thank you for being with me. The next part coming up will be part two, and what is the kingdom of God like? Thank you for being with me, and God bless.